South Korea is home to Buddhist, Protestants, and Catholics, but Christians take religion quite seriously here. This is a country that exports more missionaries than any country except the United States, and has some of the largest churches in the world. In fact, one of those megachurches, as they're known, claims they have over 400,000 members. But the number of adherents in South Korea is declining. The most recent census data shows that 56% of the country's population now identifies as non-religious. That's up 10% from 2005.
They are more concerned about actual well-being. So instead of going to church on Sunday, they love to go hiking.
Seal Oh is a professor of religious studies at Sogang University.
Many people are heavily and more concerned about their materialistic and economic ways of life. Whether they to pray for entering into a company or getting a job, I think they are more rational and they are more cold-hearted.
Francis J. Young Song is also a religious scholar in Seoul.
The other element is have something to do with the science of the so-called postmodern culture. There is no length of time to think about what God is, what the meaning of life is, and so on.
In recent years, membership in some Protestant churches, particularly megachurches like the Uido Full Gospel Church, has been hit hard by scandals pushing away older members. But the trend away from religion is most prominent among the country's younger population. Oh says this is because they're categorically different than their elders.
Old generation love to tend to follow the formalistic forms, formalistic rituals and formalistic meetings and actual behavior, seniority too. But those youngsters, for them, it's really difficult to follow up all those kind of formalistic rituals and lifestyle.
Young people in South Korea are burdened, to say the least. There's intense pressure to do well, and that lifestyle Oh refers to includes long hours working or studying in the hopes that one will be more prosperous than the previous generation. On the campus of Hankuk University, students I spoke to had varying degrees of faith, but all agreed that succeeding in daily life was far more important than going to church. Janelle Lee, Hankuk University freshman.
Some people might think that religion is not very important in their daily life because when they're so busy, they get disinterested or disregard their religion and they just focus on their studies or daily work.
Song and Oh have published research on the decline indicated by the 2015 census. Despite limited efforts, they say that they've been unable to find a church that has found a concrete solution to keep young worshippers coming. But that hasn't stopped some from trying, including one Seoul church that might be onto something. Every Nation Church is a non-denominational church that's doing things differently. Its Sunday service feels like a rock concert, with flashing lights and a full band. The room is full of people under 35, dressed in jeans, t-shirts, and beanies. And an iPhone in the back streams the service to worshippers watching at home on Facebook. Yoram Lee is the head pastor.
What we're trying to do here is make it something to like, make it accessible. Young people have choices. They can come, or they could not come. It's completely up to them. Trends are against us, so we must do what we can.
Of course, only time will tell if Every Nation's youthful approach can define nationwide trends, or if it will just be South Korean churches' last prayer. In Seoul, for RFI, I'm Ryan Thompson.